Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 695. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I play your questions and simply answer them. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. But on Fridays, it's my favorite day because you get to send me questions and I answer them for you. So why should you bother sending me a question? Well, first, it makes me happy. But also, I want to be sure that you understand that I am, well, I guess, sort of qualified to answer these questions. When I'm not doing this podcast, I actually hold 3 different faculty positions. I spend most of my time at Bastyr University, California, where I serve as an assistant professor and department chair. I also have published research, where you can find that on Google if you want to look it up. And I've been featured in or quoted in at least 70 different media publications. Now, if you want to send me a question, I'll let you know how you can do that at the end of the show. But for now, let's get right to today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hello, I'm looking for some of the best body weight or at-home exercises for someone who can't afford a gym membership or fancy equipment. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Emma. When I was interviewed on the Brian Copeland show a while back, I mentioned that I was irritated about the fact that the fitness and nutrition industries have been so slow to catch up on the convenience side of things. Food manufacturers, online retailers like Amazon, and even meal delivery services are way ahead of the game, but the health food and fitness industries haven't caught up yet. Think about it. Amazon has one-click ordering as an option now. As if ordering from Amazon isn't easy enough, they somehow found a way to make it even easier by allowing you to place an order by just clicking a button once, instead of the oh-so-difficult 2 times we had to do before. They've just removed a potential barrier. Instead of having you click 2 buttons, like add item to cart and complete purchase, they've removed that unnecessary step to have you add your item to your cart. And now you can purchase this item this very second. Now, why would they do this? Well, by providing us with this shortcut, you won't then take that extra moment to second guess why you're buying this product that you may not really need. Okay, but as usual, I digress and we'll stop crying. So what does this all have to do with your question, Emma? Well, when it comes to our health behaviors, we need to think like Amazon. We need to make things super convenient and remove any potential barriers, no matter how small they seem. Luckily, the fitness industry is slowly catching up. Well-designed at-home fitness programs are becoming more common and affordable. So I applaud you, Emma, for acknowledging that a gym may not be the most convenient for you, but you're willing to find something that is, an at-home exercise program that doesn't require any equipment. So, what exercises would I recommend specifically in this case? To really make the most efficient use of your time and energy, the focus should be on compound movements, as opposed to isolation-type exercises. What I mean is, focus on working those larger muscle groups like the legs, chest, back, and shoulders. For the legs, for example, perform squats and lunges. Now here's where it can get really fun and creative. When I say squats and lunges, we forget that there are many variations of each of these moves. Now, depending on where you place your feet and how your toes are pointed, you can perform squats and lunges that work your leg muscles in all sorts of ways. Not only that, but you can add weight too. No dumbbells, you say? Pick up a soup can or a water bottle and hold them in each hand while you do these moves. Now, I don't recommend doing these moves using anything carbonated. Think about it for a second and you'll see why. Okay, so squats and lunges help work the legs. Next, push-ups. Before you roll your eyes because everyone keeps recommending you perform push-ups all the time, let me explain. Push-ups work the chest, shoulders, and triceps all at once. This is what makes them a compound movement and so magical. Plus, like squats and lunges, they can be performed a number of different ways. You can use the wall as a support if standard push-ups are too difficult to perform using the floor. Or do a push-up on your knees instead of on your toes in the plank position. As you become more advanced, you can vary the angle of push-ups so that you can perform them with your legs up on a chair. So that would be like performing decline push-ups. Or switch it up so that your hands are propped up on a chair, which would be like doing incline push-ups. You can also vary the width of your hands to work the inner, middle, and outer portions of the chest. You'll find that anytime you mess with the angle or the width of your hands, it will engage your shoulders and triceps differently too. This is what makes push-ups such a great all-in-one exercise. All right, so far we've covered the legs, chest, and the corresponding supporting muscles. The back is a bit trickier without a pull-up or chin-up bar, but with a little creativity, we can still engage the back muscles. Using those same soup cans or water bottles, you can perform one or two-arm rows. If you happen to have resistance bands or even just a big sturdy towel, you can wrap either around something that's bolted in around your house. This could be something like a decorative post that you have in your home. You use a resistance band or towel to pull the upper portion of your body closer to it. Your feet should be close to that decorative post or whatever you've decided to wrap the towel around, and they should stay planted. At the beginning of the move, you're leaning backwards, and then using the muscles in your back, biceps, and forearms, you pull yourself forward. There you have it, some foundational moves that you can do with no gym equipment at home right now. Again, add variation by changing the position of your feet or hands. You can increase the number of repetitions and sets and or add weight by using larger soup cans and heavier water bottles. And if you want to get some cardio in at the same time, you can do things like invisible jump rope where you actually hold your hands up at your sides like you're holding a jump rope, start to turn your wrists and jump up and down. Or you can do invisible speed bag, where you hold both hands above your head and imagine there's a boxing speed bag right in front of you and you start punching it. Or do some shadow boxing or just throw a bunch of jabs. Do that for a minute and I guarantee you're going to be winded. Oh, and hey, if you do decide to add some weight and you buy the right kind of soup, you've got a perfect snack after your workout and some water to rehydrate you using those water bottles.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for your question, Emma. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.